Alaskans in some health insurance plans will be getting the biggest rebates in the country, according to a new report from the Kaiser Family Foundation. The rebates are part of the Affordable Care Act, which requires insurers to refund money to consumers if they spend more than 20% of their premium income on administrative costs. In Alaska, the largest rebates will be more than $500. Cynthia Cox is a fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation and one of the authors of the report. She told APRN's Lori Townsend two health plans in Alaska plan to issue rebates.
One of the insurers that's expecting to issue a rebate is expecting more than $300,000, and this is for people who purchase insurance on their own. Of these people, the average amount is expected to be about $300. The other Alaskan insurer that's expecting to issue rebates offers coverage to small businesses and their employees. That plan's rebates average out to about $500 per enrollee.
And how does this compare to the U.S. as a total?
Well, we found that these rebate amounts vary quite a bit from state to state. Alaska stands out among other states because the per-person rebate amounts are expected to be much higher than the national average. The national average is less than about $150 for individuals or $75 for small businesses, and Alaska's is more than double of that. However, the portion of Alaskans in plans that are expecting to issue rebates is relatively small. Less than 10% of Alaskans who get insurance on their own or through small businesses are in plans that expect to issue rebates. And no plans that offer coverage to large businesses in Alaska are expecting to issue rebates.
Overall in the U.S., how many people will be getting rebates?
Well, total, the amount of rebates in the U.S. is expected to be about $1.3 billion. This is going to go to individuals and employers. As in the case of employer-sponsored coverage, the premium cost is often split between employers and employees. So it's hard to say exactly how many people will be getting rebates, but for people who purchase insurance on their own, about 30% or one in three people can expect to get a rebate nationwide.
And is the amount that you cited more than you expected?
It was hard to know exactly what to expect since this is the first year that the medical loss ratio has been in effect. However, we were surprised by the portion of people who are affected. As I said, one in three people who purchase insurance on their own can be expecting a rebate this year, and that's a pretty sizable portion of the market.
How important do you think this part of the law, the Affordable Care Act, is?
Well, this particular piece of the healthcare reform law most likely won't be the magic bullet that controls healthcare spending. The intent of this piece of the healthcare reform law is not to control healthcare spending necessarily. The intent of it is to make sure that people get the most value for their premium dollar. So there are other pieces of the healthcare reform law that may do more to control costs or to lower premiums.
Cynthia Cox of the Kaiser Family Foundation spoke with APRN's Lori Townsend. The foundation's report doesn't reveal which health insurance companies in Alaska will be issuing rebates.